Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Ben and Izzy with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, surveys of the southern end of the Great Barrier Reef has uncovered extensive bleaching as a result of summer temperatures. Two separate studies have been conducted by researchers from James Cook University, the Great Barrier Reef Marine Park Authority, and the Australian Institute of Marine Science. The studies, which conducted aerial surveys of 27 sites, have found evidence of bleaching at most locations, including moderate to severe bleaching in reefs around the Keppel Islands. Researchers will conduct in-water surveys of the region over the next 3 to 4 weeks.
Queensland researchers have designed a new pen to expand fish farming into deeper ocean areas in response to increases in global demand for seafood. The Blue Economy Cooperative commissioned the project in response to growing competition for space in sheltered nearshore waters, generating a need for further offshore fish farms. Now researchers at the University of Queensland have designed Sea Fisher, an offshore fishing pen designed to be lightweight while having built-in mechanisms to protect against the risk of storms and predators. Initial modelling indicates Sea Fisher could grow 10 times the fish of other offshore fish pens in the market.
In national news, the Northern Territory State Government has agreed to phase out middle school in the wake of recommendations from a review into the state's secondary education system. A review into the state's secondary school system, produced with Deloitte Access Economics, included recommendations to eventually remove middle schools in Darwin and Alice Springs, and replace them with secondary schools accommodating years 7 to 12. The Education Department's Chief Executive, Karen Weston, says evidence suggests students are more likely to complete year 12 if they do not have to undergo a school transition after grade 9. Chief Minister Eva Lawler says planned changes are in the early stages of planning, pending consultation with local school communities.
The Australian government is contemplating regulations requiring digital platforms to block scammers amidst increases in cases of fraudulent online marketplace transactions. Figures from NAB indicate that customer reports of buying and selling scams increased by 78% in the final quarter of 2023, most of which involved a social media or online marketplace. The Australian government is now preparing a mandatory code requiring platforms to check who is advertising on their sites and to ensure materials comply with the law.
In international news, Cuba has requested aid from the United Nations World Food Programme for the first time as shortages worsen. The WFP has confirmed that it was approached by the Cuban government to continue the monthly delivery of milk for girls and boys under the age of 7 throughout the country. Powdered milk and basic foods are provided to citizens and subsidized by the Cuban government via ration books. However, Cuba has been experiencing milk supply shortages amidst an ongoing economic crisis.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 29 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 32. The UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.